But the old wooden bucket, we had one of them, but it just kept cracking open and leaking, so we got them galvanized. Two on each end of the rope, so, because when we went drawing water for them cows and horses, boy, we needed two buckets.
Speaking of daily housework, what would you say a woman does every morning? You know, you got to get up and...
I get up, fry bacon.
What if your house is real dirty? Then what have you got to do?
Get up, mop.
Yeah?
Dust first.
Yeah, what are you going to say you're going to do what to the house?
I'm going to clean house today.
Okay, okay.
Clean house. That's the way I always said it.
Yeah, me too. And I sure, oh, I've got to go home and do it. Let's see. If the door's open and you don't want it to be open, you might ask Mary to get up and...
Please close the door.
Okay, or if you didn't say close, you'd probably say...
Shut.
Okay. Have you seen a kind of house that's made with boards on the outside of the house that kind of overlap each other like this?
This one is.
What do you call those boards?
Siding.
Okay, okay.
Stripping outside. Now that's siding there on that house.
On that house, yeah, like that.
Yeah, well this one is too. This is the same way.
That's siding.
This one's got that on it too.
Yeah.
Only it ain't as white and pretty as that because no telling how long this house has been here.
Yeah.
I've lived here 11 years and there ain't been nothing done to it since I've lived here.
Yeah.
On what had to be done.
Yeah.
Like the plumbing.
Our house needs painting right now, I tell you. What do you call that part that covers the top? It's on the...
Shingles.
Okay.
No, the...
What do you call the whole thing?
Well, I know what you call that. The eave. No, the eave's under here. That's eave down under there.
Uh-huh.
Where the...
Sometimes they have a little thing that takes the rain off.
Yeah, that's what it's trying to...
What do you
gutter.
Okay.
We've had gutters on our house.
Yeah.
That's what I always call them. I don't know what...
Yeah, that's what I always call them, too.
Gutters.
Let's see. You might say, every day I take my car and what into town?
I have to go to town to get my groceries.
Okay. Or if you're just going to use one word and just put the word in where I leave a blank, you'd say, every day I take my car and into town.
Yeah.
What word would you put in there?
Groceries.
What do you usually do to a car? You get in the car and you, what?
Well, we used to crank them.
Yeah.
Because it was a 1913 Model T.
Uh-huh. Why'd you have to crank them?
Because we couldn't get it started no other way. You ought to have seen that 1913 Model T we had.
Uh-huh.
Brass hood.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned lights on the side. You had to put coal oil in and light them.
Uh-huh.
And then it had these lights down in front, that these great big lights, that, like we got now, only they're different lights. But there wasn't none like these is now. These now run from the engine and things like that.
Yeah.
But we had to... That 1913 car, we used it for about 6 years.
Yeah. How long? Yeah. Did it use very much gas?
Oh, it had gas, plenty of it.
Yeah.
It
they
gas,
all do.
Plenty of it. But it did. Gas wasn't as high then. You could get back 15 or 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you have to pay about 40, 50, something like that.
Yeah, it is. It is 49 or 50.
That's what I say.
So you've got a house like this that runs this way, and then the L that runs this way, and on up on the roof, there's a low place where the roofs join.
That's the drain there. Let the water drain down over the house, keep them rotting.
Yeah. Do you have any name for that old place?
I'm trying to think of it. There was a name that we used, a gutter. We put a gutter down there for it to run in.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A round outfit we put up. Papa had in the house. Well, Papa didn't have it. It was in the house when we moved there. But it would come down in one big stream.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt and stepmother.
Yeah, right.
But anyhow, she had a barrel that was, she would catch wash water in it. When we lived on a place where we didn't have salt water.
Yeah, uh-huh.
She'd always catch that rainwater and wash our heads in, too.
In the barrel?
Oh, yeah. It was a whole lot better than using just common salt water.
Yeah.
That rainwater is. I catch some of it now if I think of it, and I'm going to wash my head. But I don't wash my head anymore. I didn't go to my niece's and let her do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Lois says I go to her house about every 2 or 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. say you have a little small building out back where you keep gardening tools and stuff like that. What do you call that little building?
Well, we never did. We did have a tool building.
Yeah, what you call it?
Tool building.
You ever call it anything else?
No, we had a smokehouse.
Yeah.
That's where we had all my hams and shoulders hanging up. I didn't want to talk about them because that makes me hungry.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I know what you mean.
We smoked. What I mean, we hickory smoked them with hickory wood.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get hickory wood right around here?
Oh, we got it where we lived out there on the old place.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's pretty
good. In the place. Uh-huh. And we always killed anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 and 10 hogs every year.